Colonel Frank A. Tantillo began his military career in November 1998, becoming an SMP cadet while enrolled at Valley Forge Military Academy and College. He served in the B Company, 103rd Combat Engineer Battalion, Pennsylvania Army National Guard. In May 2000, he was commissioned through the Valley Forge Military Academy and College Early Commissioning Program. Colonel Tantillo served the next 2 years as a platoon leader in B Company, 103rd Combat Engineer Battalion, Pennsylvania Army National Guard. In 2004, Colonel Tantillo transferred to the Connecticut Army National Guard, where he was assigned to B Company, 242nd Combat Engineer Battalion, Connecticut Army National Guard, where he served as a platoon leader and company executive officer. In 2006, Colonel Tantillo was transferred to D Company, 102nd Infantry Battalion, Connecticut Army National Guard, where he served as the company executive officer and deployed to Afghanistan, Operation Enduring Freedom, 2006-2007. He was then assigned to HHC 1-102nd Infantry and served as the S5. Upon return from the Afghanistan, Colonel Tantillo took command of C Company 1-102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, where he served in this position for 48 months, where he deployed the company to Afghanistan for Operation Enduring Freedom 2009-2010. While deployed, Colonel Tantillo relinquished command of C Company and took command of A Company, 1-102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He served as the commander through the deployment. Upon return from Afghanistan, Colonel Tantillo was assigned as the battalion personnel officer, then the battalion operations officer, and then the battalion executive officer for 1-102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and during this time conducted XCTC and JRTC rotations. Colonel Tantillo served as the Assistant Operations Officer for the 85th Troop Command, Connecticut Army National Guard, and then transitioned to serve as the Executive Officer to the Adjutant General, Connecticut Army National Guard. In September 2017, Colonel Tantillo took command of the 1-102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and served in this position for 54 months. During this time, he deployed the unit to the Horn of Africa, where he formed and commanded Task Force Iron Gray, comprised of units from every battalion within the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. Task Force Iron Gray included 1,000 soldiers from all six states that made up the brigade. Following command, Colonel Tantillo has served as the Communications Officer and the Operations Officer for the Connecticut Army National Guard Joint Force Headquarters. Colonel Tantillo's military education includes Engineer Officer Basic Course, Sapper School, Maneuver Captain's Career Course, Airborne School, Basic Military Mountaineer Course, United States Army Command and General Staff College, the Advanced Warfighting Operations Course, Defense Strategy Course, Defense Planners Course, and the United States Army War College, where he earned a master's degree in strategic studies and joint qualification level 2. Colonel Tantillo's awards and decorations include the Defense Superior Service Medal, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star Medal, Second Award, the Meritorious Service Medal, Second Award, the Army Commendation Medal, Fourth Award, the Navy Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, Third Award, the Air Force Achievement Medal, the Army Reserve Component Achievement Medal, Fifth Award, the National Defense Service Medal, Military Outstanding Volunteer Service Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with 3 campaign stars, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M Device, Second Award, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, Third Award, the NATO ISAF Medal, Meritorious Unit Citation, Second Award, Army Superior Unit, Coast Guard Meritorious Team Commendation, Combat Infantryman's Badge, Combat Action Badge, the Parachutist Badge, the Ram's Head Device, Sapper Tab, and the Norwegian Foot March Badge. Colonel Tantillo has been awarded the Order of St. Mary's. Ladies and gentlemen, the commander of the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain, Colonel Frank Tantillo.
General Knight, Major General Ivan Neumann, Major General Kudelko, thank you for coming from Pennsylvania. General Officers, CW5 Beaulieu, CW5 Erickson, Command Sergeant Major Edwards Johnson, Colonel Brown, members of the Joint Staff, fellow commanders, Command Sergeant Major of the 86 IBCT, ladies and gentlemen, service members, families, friends, it's an immense honor and privilege to stand before you today as the incoming commander of the 86 IBCT. As I assume this role, I am deeply aware of the rich legacy and the unique specialization that defines our brigade. As the only mountain brigade in the National Guard, this distinction is not just a title, it's a testament to our rigorous training, our tenacity, and unwavering commitment to the mission and to each other. Major General Knight, Brigadier General Pavis, thank you for the trust and confidence you have put in me to command this brigade. I will not let you down. Major General Yvonne, and many people that stand here today who encouraged me, though I had second thoughts, to follow my dream and someday become this commander. And the list goes on from my parents, Colonel Kelleher, Colonel Sipples, Captain Gagne, First Sergeant Retired Zamudio, Command Sergeant Major Dan Morgan, Sergeant Major Fredericks, my friends from Valley Forge, and my great friend, Chaplain Parnell, retired. Thank you. To Colonel Poirier, you're probably one of the best officers I've ever served with. You are no-nonsense, analytical, right to the point, always trustworthy and always honest, and I've always admired you. To the Poirier family, the amount of time that you have all spent giving to this brigade, can't thank you enough. Both of you, General Poirier, as I served with you and you're the BSB commander, you both have given so much, and I've learned a lot from both of you. I hope to be able to lean on both of you in the future, come to you for guidance, and get that honest Poirier direction and feedback that only I would appreciate. And to the Poirier children and family, thank you for what you've done in supporting your dad and your mom to being such great officers. To my family, words cannot describe what you mean to me. My daughter, you have sacrificed so much at the age of 6 for your father and your mother that no 6-year-old should have to do that. But unfortunately, you have to do it a little bit longer. And I'm sorry for that, but sometimes the country needs people like us to serve this nation and do it right, because the soldiers that stand in that formation, they deserve that from us. So I might miss a soccer game or flute practice or basketball because these soldiers in front of me, they need me. I'll be back. I'll never forget, and I'll always be there no matter what. Your father loves you more than words can describe. So as we gather here today, we must acknowledge profound truth about our profession, as evident as it is in the war in Europe. The character of war is ever-changing. Yet it's also deeply rooted in timeless principles. As the military theorist Karl von Clausewitz taught us, and I have to say it because I'm a recent Army War College graduate, while the nature of war remains constant, the character evolves with time, technology, and society. The nature of war, its essence, is violence, friction, and uncertainty, an enduring reality that we as soldiers must always be prepared to face. However, the character of war, how it is fought, where it is fought, and the tools and tactics we use are transforming in the world around us. In today's rapidly changing world, we are witnessing shifts in the character of war that demand our attention and adaptation. Warfare is no longer confined to the conventional battlefields of the past. It has expanded into new domains, cyber, space, and complex environments of urban and hybrid warfare. Adversaries are leveraging technology, information, asymmetric tactics to challenge us in the ways we never have seen before. The lines between war and peace, combatants and civilians, have blurred, creating a landscape of conflict that is unpredictable and multifaceted. As soldiers of the 86 IBCT, we must understand these changes and prepare ourselves accordingly. Our training as a mountain brigade provides us with unique capabilities to operate in some of the most challenging terrain on Earth. But our true strength not only is in our ability to navigate, these physical landscapes, but also in our agility to adapt to evolving character of warfare. We must be ready to confront new threats, to innovate and to outthink and outmaneuver our adversaries. This command is not just about leading a brigade, it's about serving each and every one of your families and yourselves. My commitment is to ensure that this brigade is prepared for the uncertainties of tomorrow while remaining steadfast in our support for those who wear the uniform and our loved ones. I will work tirelessly to enhance our readiness, to support your professional development, and to foster a strong and resilient community. Our soldiers are our most valuable asset, and their families are the backbone of our strength. As we face the challenges ahead, I pledge to advocate for your needs, to address your concerns, and to create an environment where you can thrive both professionally and personally. Together, we will embrace the changes that come our way, continue to uphold the highest standards of excellence, and ensure that our brigade remains a beacon of capability and resilience. Let us recognize, while the nature of war may remain constant, it is our understanding of the changing character that will define our success. Together, we will continue to uphold the legacy of the 86 IBCT, climbing higher and stronger, prepared for whatever the future may hold. Thank you for your dedication, your courage, your unwavering commitment. Understand you are the 1% of our society who serve our nation. You're the best of a generation, and history will come to tell us that. I look forward to working alongside of each and every one of you and leading an exceptional brigade into the future that we will shape together. I look forward to this opportunity to serve as your commander and the great soldiers in it. Let's continue to climb higher together. Ready to go.